Well, it seems obvious to me that the United States is using ISIS or ISIL as a way to continue to stay involved, number one, in the Middle East, so that it will ultimately control the oil in the region. And secondly, as a way to keep the American tax dollars flowing into the bank accounts of the weapons corporations. This is a very, very big opportunity for them to, because the wars were supposedly ending in Iraq and Afghanistan. There was no real enemy out there anymore. So this whole ISIS creation gives the weapons corporations an opportunity to keep that alive. This weekend, I spent at the what we call the Common Ground Fair here in the state of Maine where I live. About 50,000 people came through the fair over the weekend, and I was working at the table of an organization I belong to called Veterans for Peace. And I was asking people about, do you believe that ISIS is an enemy? Who do you think created ISIS? Do you think that the people in your community are believing our government's story about this whole thing? And over again, I heard people expressing huge skepticism, not really believing that this ISIS or ISIL is a threat to the people here in the United States. But secondly, people really, really believe that the United States has created, has helped arm, helped fund, helped train, along with Saudi Arabia, this whole ISIS. And is it was interesting and a bit reassuring to me that the people that I met this weekend were over and over again very skeptical. But there's a huge breakdown from there because people don't believe that we have any influence over our government. They don't believe that we can get our government to do anything, that our government is out of control. It's controlled by the weapons corporations, the banking interests, the oil corporations. And so there people feel a sense of frustration and really despair because they don't think there's anything they can do about any of this to stop our government's drive for endless war.